Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles.
He doesn't see wrinkles, do you?
When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
On his head and not his shoulders, and it's that time again. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about what? About aging. And we've been having a fantastic couple of weeks because we've had the opportunity to visit with a lot of different kinds of experts. A couple of weeks ago, we were at Intelligence Squared, which was a face-off, heavy hitter debaters from all over the field of ethics, philosophy, bioethics, and technology, talking about whether we're living long enough, whether we could become immortal, and should we. And you're going to be hearing as guests on our show the very people that you heard on Intelligence Squared. We had an opportunity to ask questions. We also have been having some of the people who were front and center at the Washington Conference on Aging, where changes have been made in your Social Security. We've made reports about that, and you will find that on our blog at generationboldradio.com. But for today, I have two very, very different types of guests. In our second segment, we're going to be talking about your smart house and how you can actually go on vacation, keep yourself safe, come home, and the house is still there. And you can use that same kind of new technology to help you age in place. But in the first segment of our show, we're going to talk about something that is in the lives of many. Rosalind Carter had said it. We're either going to be caregivers, we're going to need caregivers, or we are already caregivers or have been. And this is an enormous number of millions of people in our country are family caregivers right now. We have Amy Goya, who's the AARP family and caregiving expert, to talk to you about some fun stuff, some contests that are coming out for caregivers, but also how to be a juggler. She's the author of Juggling Work and Caregiving. We know that the average age of a caregiver is 46, female, and working. So we used to call juggling meaning being a mommy, where you juggled your work, your home, and your toddler. Now the juggler is juggling their work, their personal health, and the health and care of their loved ones. And Amy Goya is here to help us get through all that. Thank you for being with us, Amy.
Hi, it's wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
Well, you know, let's step in before we tell everybody about some of the fun and the contests that are going on with the AARP. Let's hit the nail on the head. You told me during our little talk before that there's one question that you get more than any other question from caregiver. What is that question, and how do you answer it?
I get the question, how do I take care of myself when I'm trying to take care of everyone else, essentially, in the family, and especially when we're caregiving for someone. And, you know, Adrian, I am a caregiver myself. I have been pretty much my entire adult life. My dad lives with me. He has Alzheimer's disease, and he's 92. And so I know firsthand from experience how difficult it is to juggle work and caregiving and other family members and other relationships. And
yes,
so often we as caregivers put ourselves at the bottom of the list. So one of the things I tell people is, think about yourself like a car. You don't expect your car to run on empty. You know, you really wouldn't expect that, but we seem to expect ourselves to. So instead, think about keeping your own tank full, because it's just a very practical issue. It's not being selfish. It's a practical issue to, you know, have a full tank of gas ourselves in order to take care of others.
You know, Amy, we do something on this show called The Ageism Police, where we go ahead and we look at movies, advertising, art, all kinds of things, and we grade it from 10, which is pro-aging, all the way down to 0, which is extremely ageist. And there were 3 movies. Won't go into the detail because I really want to hear from you on this one, where somebody was a family caregiver, and the person who was getting the care had a cowbell. And 3 movies, and they would ring this cowbell. And every single time that bell rang, the person who was the caregiver would have to run upstairs and take care of them and could never say no. And these were agonizing movies. So I have to ask you, how much of the insistence of the person who's receiving the care is real, and how much are people simply guilty and they're ringing their own cowbell?
Well, that's an interesting scenario that you pose. I think that I have a few thoughts when you're telling that story. First of all, I wouldn't put a lot of positive or negative on the cowbell. People do what they can do in practicality. You know, one night my mom was going to bed. She had been very in the hospital, and she was very weak, and I was concerned about her getting up to go to the bathroom by herself. And I got a baby monitor so that I could hear her, and it didn't work. And so instead of going back, you know, and returning it, I gave her a bell to ring and asked her to ring that bell for me so I would wake up and help her. And, you know, she didn't ring the bell, and she fell and fractured her spine and changed the trajectory of the rest of her life. So, you know, if a cowbell works, great, do it. The lucky thing is now more and more we have technology that helps with those things. So, you know, now I have a floor mat that my dad, when he gets out of bed, he steps on that mat and alarm goes off so I know he's out of bed. I have a video monitor so I can see. I have the baby monitor, the audio monitor. So there's lots of options now. So that's, you know, the first thing I wanted to say about the cowbell. You also brought up the fact of, you know, how much is this people who are sort of being selfish and demanding and that sort of thing. There's no way to answer that question across the board. Everyone has a unique individual situation, and it may be the care recipient is truly scared, afraid, doesn't want to be alone, doesn't know how to express that. It may be that they have dementia and there's no way for them to have a realistic view of how many times they're ringing that cowbell, how much help and support they need. So, you know, it's really, really tough to answer that question across the board.
Now, for the people who really feel they have to hop to it all the time, and you give them the information, let's say the metaphor of the car, I do know that statistically caregivers get sick. And I had many personal experiences, but one of them was an aunt who brought me up who was an RN. She actually got cancer in a setting where she was the caregiver almost 24/7. Now, whether there was a relationship, I don't know, but we all say that there is a potential for ailing health. How do you encourage people who are caregivers to watch themselves a little bit, with something that just goes beyond their awareness, so that they themselves can take better care of themselves and realize they can't take care of anybody else if they don't take care of themselves.
Right, and we all know that intellectually, but actually putting that into action is very hard when we're focused on the needs of someone else and we think their needs are so much greater than ours. You have to go back to that practicality. Clearly, if she got cancer, she probably wasn't as well able to take care of someone. A lot of family caregivers keep going anyway. You know, they maybe come ill themselves, but they keep providing the care. You're right. It's a common story where the caregiver gets sick, sometimes even passes away before, say, their spouse does, who they've been caring for. So, you know, I think one of the things that I suggest people do is form a caregiving team. None of us can do this alone, and you may feel like you don't have other family members on that team, and sometimes you need to adjust your view of what a team member does if everyone's not going to do, you know, the same things. They're not going to contribute the same amount of care and activities, but they're still on the team. And one of the things that I do is I have people on my team who their job is to kind of look out for me. So my best friend, for example, she's the one who will say, hey, it sounds like you're getting burnt out. Let's figure out a way for you to get a few days away. Or, you know, you mentioned this health issue. Have you been to the doctor? So get some people in your life who will remind you, you know, who will help you actually, you know, get an appointment, go to the appointment, do the things that you need to do to take care of your own health.
Fantastic. And just so we've had some wonderful people on our show from Share the Care, which is an online platform where you can get your friends to volunteer and specifically take over some activities like shopping. So I just want to remind everybody about Share the Care, and you can find that on our website too. A contest before we take our little break. I was speaking with Amy Goya, AARP family and caregiving expert, author of a lot of books on grandparents, which we'll talk about a little later, and juggling work and caregiving. But in the, when we come back, I'm afraid to let you go on that contest right now, Amy, because there's so much I want people to know about it, and I want them to get on the website, and we're going to take a little bit of a break for this moment. So when we come back, Amy is going to tell you about prizes, help, compelling videos, inspirational videos all around caregiving. And if we have the time, I really do want to talk to her about the new grandparent, because she's an expert and has been with the AARP for 10 years before this initiative on caregiving, on grandparenting. But when we come back, we both have a little bit of a secret about caregiving and about grandparenting. We'll be back, and we'll be alone.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And this is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, 2015 winner of the Mature Media Award, Gold Award. But we're not resting on our laurels. We are now up for a Gracie for 2016, and that is awarded to radio and television shows that are either for women or by women. And in many cases, they're both. In this case, we are certainly by women, for women for sure, but for everybody in the family. And that's why we're speaking right now with Amy Goya, AARP's family and caregiving expert. She's also an advocate, 30-year advocate, serving the adult populations and the children and the families. And you probably know her. Maybe you've seen her on Good Morning America, the Today Show, CBS, many, many, many others. I mean, this is somebody who is a spokesperson for successful aging and the author of Juggling Work and Caregiving. So before we go on a little bit about the issue of work and caregiving, I did promise everybody that you would tell about the contests that have taken place and are taking place that relate to caregiving.
Absolutely. You know, caregivers, as you mentioned, there's about 40 million family caregivers in the U.S. One in six adults are caregivers. Yep. And we are about 60% work at some point during their caregiving journey. And we also have other family members, other relationships, all the other things going on in our life. And we wanted to encourage people to support family caregivers. So many caregivers feel isolated and alone. And so we created this contest called Be Kind to Caregivers. It's kind of a random acts of kindness for caregivers contest. And the idea is for people to go on the website at aarp.org/caregiverkindness and post stories and pictures and even videos of things that they've done to support a caregiver. And we're getting some incredible people submitting just amazing things that they've done to help a caregiver. For example, it may be that you just run some errands. You ask them what's on their to-do list and say, I can pick up your dry cleaning for you, or I can mow the grass, or I can take your kids to soccer practice. I can bring over a movie, and or I'll bring dinner. You know, bringing a meal is one of the things that a lot of people can do. Or maybe they're just going to create a spa day for a caregiver and whisk them away for a day or a week. I know my best friend is in a couple months is taking me with her on her timeshare. So I, for at no cost to me, I get to have a little vacation, and that's a dream for any caregiver. I'm sure all of you listening can attest. The contest goes through March of this year, and we're going to select 12 winners who've made the most meaningful difference in the lives of family caregivers. And those winners are going to share a $10,000 prize.
Whoa.
The idea is, again, just to get people out there talking about it and doing nice things for caregivers.
Now, there's also a closed contest with videos that apparently were extremely inspirational. I'll link that on my website as well. Tell us about that.
We had a contest in conjunction with Zupa for filmmakers to create short videos and about caregiving, and we just had some incredible contributions. You start watching these movies, you got to get out your Kleenex.
Yep.
But they, sure. Because they we resonate. The stories resonate for all of us. There's one about a family who a husband who's taking care of his wife who had Parkinson's, and a woman in the community donated her van to them, and what a difference in their lives that meant. Where he was struggling to take care of his wife, but their car kept breaking down. Something like that changed someone's life as a caregiver. There's one about a daughter caring for her mother who had cancer. And they're all the stories, while very moving and may bring a tear to your eye, they're also very uplifting and just incredibly inspiring.
So tell us where we can enter the contest on Random Acts of Kindness for Caregivers and also see these videos.
So you can go to aarp.org/caregiverkindness and enter that contest and do something nice for a caregiver. And you can view all of the videos on AARP's YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search for AARP. All of the videos are posted there in our caregiving channel. And, in fact, we have a lot of really great videos there on caregiving. I have a series of videos about my own caregiving experience and tips for caregivers as well.
That's wonderful. Now, I do want to say we were going to reveal all. Another one of your books is Things to Do Now That You're a Grandparent. So my revelation is I'm not a grandparent. What's your revelation?
I'm not a grandparent either.
Yes, bingo, but the fact is there's millions of them and they're spending tons of money. I can tell you that because I do have a son who's in his early 30s and he's married and they don't have kids yet, except he works for Disney. So I can tell you that every single grandparent has bought at least one Frozen doll.
Oh, yeah.
Across the board. So, tips. I always think I'm going to be like Auntie Mame, Amy. I'm just going to take the child and give him a, you know, I figure my grandchild will be born around age 12 and be delivered to me to take them to Peru. That's my image of me as a grandma, right? And
that's
hear
right.
The book and write it down. Anything you don't understand, I'll explain it to you. Is that what's really happening with the baby boomer grandparent?
You'll be the fun grandparent, right?
I'll be the fun. I'm the fun one.
Well, you know, I think I look at all family issues, you know, in the second half of our lives, and grandparenting is a huge role as well as caregiving. And many grandparents these days are much more active. They're not grandma and grandpa sitting in their rocking chairs on the front porch necessarily. They're active. They're working. The average age of a first-time grandparent is 48. So, you know, we're talking about people who are in the prime of their lives and are busy and active. So we have grandparents who are great role models for their kids and their grandkids. They want to be involved with their grandkids, and they want to spend time with them. They want to have good quality time. And they're using technology a lot to do that now because we have such a mobile society and we have grandparents not all living around the corner from their grandkids. And so those grandparents really have an advantage with technology. They're using video chat and they're befriending their grandkids on Facebook and they're just getting very creative about communicating with their grandkids and spending time for them.
Yeah, FaceTime and so on. So, you know, as they say, it's an easy thing to say. It ain't your grandparents' grandparent anymore. But it really isn't. It really isn't. And one of the things that we love about our show is that we do have a nice website that has a book club. And I'm going to invite you, Amy, to send copies of the copies of the front page of your book. And we'll give you instructions on that. And we'll put both books in the book club, and that'll be a wonderful thing for all of us. And I remind everybody that when it comes to being a grandparent, you all know you are that, and you identify yourself that way. When it comes to being a caregiver, we often don't self-identify. We don't realize that's what we're doing. And I think what Amy Goy is doing for with AARP is creating this awareness. And we thank you so much for doing this for us, Amy.
Oh, thank you so much. I think all of us who are caregivers need to share our stories and let people know. That's why I blog and video and tweet about my caregiving experiences, because it's only through sharing with each other that, you know, we learn the best. We get the best tips from each other. And also, we let people know that.
And you know what? We're going to continue our conversation in the next segment when it comes to having the next. But you go ahead.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And this is Adrian Berg, and we are back. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about aging. And one of the things we have found in every one of our surveys, every one of our affiliates who have done surveys of our listening audience, is they truly want to age in place. They may not be tech savvy. They know what a smart technology is. They know what smart homes are. They don't quite know how to create one of them for themselves. And if they're lucky, they have some what we call advocates, family members, loved ones, even professionals that could help them. But is there a technology that would really make a difference in their life? And you know we are always and forever trying to ferret out such technologies. We call it Get Wired. And for the Get Wired segment of our show, I'm very, very happy to have Scott Moody, who's the founder and CEO of K4 Connect. And I want you to know that that is the letter K, and that is the number 4, K4 Connect. And Scott Moody is going to talk to us about, you know, how we can get our act together when it comes to making our life better through smartphone technology. Not something you're going to hear about every day, but that's the beauty of our show. We bring things to you that you really need. So thank you so much for being with us, Scott.
Thank you, Adrian, for the invite.
Well, all right, let's talk about this. First of all, as they say in the theater, what's your motivation? You're a tech guy, and you actually sold your company to Apple. People know what that is. How did this come into your life that you started this startup K4 Connect?
Well, Adrian, I'll try to make a longer story very short since this is only a, 30 minutes.
It's a short show. Right?
The fact of the matter is after Authentic was acquired, and I think most people out there are probably familiar with the Touch ID and our product, of course, became the Touch ID, is I actually retired. I really didn't have plans to start another company at the time. That was a couple of years ago. I was 56. But it was actually on a trip to Rwanda. I had been there a few times on mission trips before, but this was with a microfinance organization. I actually met a woman, and I won't go through the whole story, but just so inspired me that I just felt that, I needed to start another company and have the opportunity, if it was successful, to, of course, give back for all the blessings I've had in life. So I started the company. It was really around the whole idea of, as you had mentioned, smart things and Internet of Things, and really creating a system that was exceedingly easy to use. People think of me as a tech guy, but I'm not that big of a fan of tech. I mean, in the end of the day, it's not about controlling tech or having tech. It's how can tech make my life better. But I'll be honest, Adrian, I never really thought of, and as many people haven't, I don't think, older adults or people living with disabilities as a market opportunity until I met a guy who's now a very good friend, Eric. And I had met him on a completely different subject. And at the end of his discussion, he was an advocate for the homeless, asked me what we did, and I talked about this whole idea of integrating all of these various smart things, if you will, from thermostats to door locks to everything else, into one system. And he was like, that'd be a great product for me, Scott. And at that point, he told me he had MS. And, you know, it was the light going off. So, frankly, if I felt called to start another company when I was in Rwanda, I knew why the day I met Eric at Coffee. And that's really where we started to focus.
It's a wonderful story, and it's a separate story and a separate discussion about the beauty of entrepreneurship. One of the things, Scott, that I'm really privileged is to talk to wonderful people all over the world. And I was recently interviewing the author of a book on the Austrian School of Economics, and really about money and aging. And you know what he said? He said, you know what the greatest asset we have? It's our entrepreneurs. They are the historians of the future. It was such a deep and important comment. And this, I think, brings to bear what you're saying. Here's somebody who knows how to be an entrepreneur, could certainly have rested on his laurels and his money, got inspired by somebody in another part of the world, and then a calling came to him. And I take this very seriously. K4 connects to change people's lives. So let's go back. Let's go back to that. Because, by the way, although this show is based on issues of aging, sometimes aging is a wonderful thing with no infirmities and no disabilities. Sometimes disabilities kick in. So that we also have information here for people that have disabilities that are younger. So let's talk about K4 Connect in both contexts, Scott, for people like your friend with disability, not necessarily older, and people who are older. What can it do for them? How does it work?
So basically, what we do is provide a product, and we talk about our clients, at the end user, whether you're somebody living with a disability or an older adult, as a client, not as a patient, but a client, a consumer. And really, our focus is all around making their lives, and we put it in three categories, simpler, healthier, and happier. To explain what we do, the simpler element is just the whole idea of basically making your home, your apartment, your room smart. So it's things like thermostats automatically changing and cooler, getting cooler at night as you're going to bed, again, automatically. Lights turning on and off. A wireless doorbell and a wireless lock where, you know, when somebody rings the bell, you can literally see their picture on your cell phone, your tablet, or even your TV, and be able to unlock the door from the comfort of your chair or your bed or your wheelchair. So that's really all about, you know, making this home smarter, the smart home. The healthier element is connecting any kind of wellness products so that you can track your own wellness and health and, of course, you know, be motivated to improve on it. So it's things like scales and blood pressure monitors and, of course, wearables in terms of tracking and even pill reminders. And the happier element is, as I find, is that you get older and let's say you're a little bit less mobile, you can't drive, it could be kind of a lonely existence. So the whole happier element is how do we provide easy connection through video and messaging and community services easily. What's more as important, though, is that a lot of people, entrepreneurs that have kind of looked at this market, they are pursuing it the same way as they did, if you will, the millennials. Here's 1,000 apps and here's 1,000 different devices, and good luck trying to, you know, get them all to work.
Right.
What we do is we don't make the hardware I just mentioned. We use the best in breed, whether it's a scale or a blood pressure monitor or a door lock or a thermostat, all chosen by the older adult. And then we bring them together into a single system and a single app that's specifically designed for them. So it all wraps around that whole idea of simpler, you know, healthier and happier.
Well, you know, we've done a lot of research and in remote computing. I mention that because remote computing presupposes, A, that the only piece of hardware is the computer, and we've looked at touch screen and how that works for people who are really not computer literate, and how we can also do remote computing where somebody, usually a family member living elsewhere, not with the adult, can help them do their emails, can help them do their Facebook, Skype, and so on, that kind of communication. And we discovered that tablets and mobile phones are much, much, much easier for the non-computer literate older adult, for the non-tech savvy older adult. That touch screen is the key. But also that sometimes there's resistance to it. We've done a lot of work and a lot of webinars, Scott, on how to overcome your resistance to technology. People do have to take one step in order to do this, but I know when we come back, we'll talk a little bit together about K4 Connect and how the loved ones, maybe the adult children or even grandchildren of an older adult can help them with this so they can have a smart home, have the connections that they need, without really reinventing the wheel for themselves or pretending that, gee, anybody at any age can be tech savvy. It isn't so, and what you're doing is making a big difference in people's lives. And we'll also talk about the issue of if you do have a disability, like your friend with Parkinson's, and if you have tremors, if you have other issues. And this is why we love this show. We get people to know about things that really help them in their real life. This is Generation Bold. You know that you can hear the show on our app. You'll be able to hear everything that Scott has to say archived at generationboldradio.com. And what I'm going to suggest is that you get yourself a pencil and paper, because he's going to tell you how you can access K4 Connect. It's going to make a very, very big difference in your life, because it brings together communication, which we know increases lifespan by 2.5 years. It brings together the technology of digital health, and also a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
BizTalkRadio.com.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit
I'm inappropriate for my age. That's a 10-minute musical written exclusively for us. If you go on GenerationBoldRadio.com, you will hear all 10 minutes. It has beginning, middle, and end. It has the father, the mother, and the grandma, and you'll hear from all of us. Today we are dealing with what I call practical aging, K4 Connect. Scott Moody is the founder and CEO of this. He's going to tell you more about it and how to find it. But I will say that during a little break, we had a comment from Scott, and I think it's very important for him to make. And that is, you know, technology isn't so far-fetched for somebody older if people would just create the technology for them. So, Scott, get on the soapbox. Tell us about your pet peeve.
So actually the analogy I use is that, you know, if my daughters, you know, go and show her, you know, their grandmother, here's this great piece of technology, the iPhone, and they show it to her and, you know, it has icons, you know, she really can't see. It has, you know, they talk to her about Instagram or Facebook or some of these other things where mom is like, you know, or grandma's like, I don't really see any value. They tell her, well, don't worry, there's a million apps you can download, and it's like a million, like, what am I going to do with that? You know, you give her the iPhone, she sets it down, and everybody says, well, you know, she doesn't like technology. And that's, I think, the mentality. It's something's designed for, a 20-year-old or a 25 or a 30-year-old, and you give it to somebody that's 80, and you know, they don't like it necessarily. And people say, well, they don't like technology. And it's the analogy I use really is that, look, you know, their grandmother does not wear the same clothes as my daughters do, which we're all, you know, honestly quite thankful for that.
But, right.
That doesn't mean that she doesn't like clothes. She likes clothes that are designed for her in mind. And so I'm a very strong believer in what we have found over and over again with, you know, the thousands of older adults that we've worked with, is if you design with that for them, the colors that they can see, for example, people with cataracts can't see certain colors, or at least can't see them well, right? With the icons and the rest, you know, large enough for them to see, for it easy to be used, even if you have trembling fingers, by real value to you, then, you know, we find 95-year-old people as interested in quote unquote technology as a 20-year-old. And I said it earlier, like, I don't care about technology. What I care about is what it does for me. And as much as my own daughters use technology, they don't necessarily talk about I like technology. They like what it does. They might like Instagram. They might like Uber. They might like, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's the value that they appreciate. Technology just brings it to you. And if you know you're using technology, then technology is probably not very successful in my mind.
It should be seamless. And, you know, one of the things that I mentioned was I was going to have a little short anecdote. I live in a world which we call lensing. We go into restaurants and hotels and assisted livings and so on, and we lens it for how mature-friendly is it. And we even bring glasses, which are provided for us by the Lighthouse for the Blind, so that the young people who are on staff can look through the eyes of somebody who has nearsightedness or presbyopia or whatever, macular degeneration. You have to realize, you have to step in somebody else's shoes. And, Scott, it sounds to me like you're doing that. I want people to know where K4 Connect is and how they can find it. So how can they access this right now?
So right now, you know, a relatively new startup.
Yeah.
The company's K4 Connect. You can just come to our website, k4connect.com. It's simple enough. We have our first product has just been launched, which is called K4 Community, which is specifically an amenity for senior living communities. And it's the whole idea of making the residents' lives, as I mentioned earlier, simpler, healthier, and happier. But we provide a number of insights and analytics and dashboards up to the community operator so they can provide, you know, better and world-class care and hospitality and overall operations. But I will say, you know, we do focus on the resident. It's about them. And we believe that if we make the residents' lives simpler, healthier, and happier, the ecosystem around them will benefit. That's family, that's staff, that's the operator. That's the first come out later. K4 Home Care, which is for professional home caregivers providing services to our clients in the home. And then finally, and probably most importantly, longer term, is a product we call K4 Life, which is for our clients living independently in their own homes.
Yeah, and I, you know, as somebody who is always consulting to people building over 55 communities, I can never express enough how much the people who want to age in place need to be able to use the digital health that's coming up and also stay connected. Those are the two biggest things.
Right.
What we have found, and I'm going to be blunt with you and everybody else out there, because this is very important for my listening audience. What we have found in going into assisted living communities and what we would call CCRCs, continuing care communities, and nursing homes, is that they actually don't have the infrastructure sometimes. They actually aren't wired properly for their residents to be able to access wonderful things like K4 Connect. And why I'm mentioning this, because it's kind of a B2B thing, and my audience is consumers, is when you guys, when you go look and see where you're going to live, or if you are helping mom or dad decide about assisted living communities or nursing homes, you never ask the question, is it properly wired? So that when all these wonderful things, like Scott Moody is creating, come into a residence, they don't have to say, hey, Scott, I love this. I want it, but we can't have it. We're underserved. Our service will blow, and we can't do this. So I want you to make sure that wherever you go, not just look at the chandelier and the food, but can mom and dad stay connected with these great technologies that are coming up? So, Scott, I really have to tip my hat with you because, you know, you could have been on the beach, right? You told us that in the first segment. And you're out there fighting a very, very good fight. I wish you a lot of luck with it. And please tell everybody once again, because we do have people who listen that are in the business of creating these great residences, where they can find K4 Connect.
So, again, the simplest way is just to come to our website, k4connect.com. You can actually read a lot more about K4 Community. And you can read about K4 Community whether you're a resident whether you're a family member trying to make a decision like you just talked about, Adrian, or
right.
whether you're the operator or manager. So it's really okay. put in the context always of the resident, but anybody can.
Thank you. We're going to say goodbye. You know, we have to get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.